qui m'a freinée.
Je ne sais pas si ça a joué dans ma façon de faire, mais j'ai été dans une école de filles et puis on nous a toujours dit que tout ce que les hommes peuvent faire, vous pouvez le faire. Quand j'ai fini mon secondaire, le monde était ouvert, il y avait aucun...
In a world where corporate radio rules the airwaves. In a land where non-profit radio depends on donations to stay on the air. In a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca to save our world.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Junior and Fat Joe, it's like a stage show, start your home. Yeah, I'm talking more money, I'm taking your money, and this is new money, cause none of them don't know what to do with money. Money makes some great.
Yo, yeah, yeah, man, this is Junior Reed. And when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut on 90.3 FM for the best in reggae music, hip-hop and R&B, all music, world music.
Now tuned into the universe of Latin Music Mondays, right? We are very glad that you are out there hearing us on the dial at 90.3 and also by the World Wide Web, which implies that we are now being heard in the whole world, right? And even more, up to the far Milky Way. This is DJ The Most High. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours, and we would like to remind you first at all that CKUT 90.3 Magic Radio Station is a public and democratic radio station, so it is a community-driven, independent, and grassroots media, and we are living in such peculiar times, but here in CKUT, we continue forward through the pandemic and bringing to you all the best of the Montreal and all over the world music. So it is time to show you love for Latin Music Mondays. You can go to www.ckut.ca and choose your love for Latin Music Mondays and CKUT Magic Radio Station. Why not? $100 or $200. You can call actually the whole year the Fountain Drive is any day of the year, because any day of the year CKT is out there with the public of Montreal and all over the world. So 514-448-4013, you can leave a message or talk to one of our staff members and tell them about your love for CKT Mangir radio station, right? For more than 10 years now, the people of the city of Montreal have been choosing CKT 90.3 FM as the best Montreal radio station through the annual poll of the Cult magazine, right? So show your love for Latin Music Mondays. We air the musical diversity coming from South America and his diaspora, no matter the musical gender. We are a world program, right? It is time to show your love for Latin Music Mondays, CQT 90.3 Megill radio station, right? Today we do have a very special program. First hour, Francesca Sacerdoti is having an interview with Groove Town. This is a very interesting Latin band coming from Montreal and having an Italian root, right? Then after, in the second hour, we will have also Francesca Sacerdoti with a special interview to Lei. She's originally coming from Trinidad and Tobago, and now she is living in Montreal and she is a musician. She will be talking about her band and also about her experiences as an actress, right? Right? Right. So this is DJ The Most High. Stay tuned with us. We will leave you right away with the interview that Francesca Sacerdoti just did with Groove Town, right, for the public of Latin Music Mondays, CQT. Remember, www.cqt.ca to donate to Latin Music Mondays and CQT 90.3 Megill radio station, right? Right.
Hi all, I'm Francesca on CKUT FM 90.3, and this is Latin Music Mondays. Welcome, bienvenue e benvenuti. Today we're exploring classic Latin sonorities with a local band based in Montreal, Groove Town, and we are really glad to have as a special guest Stefano Vani and Marco Vani. Benvenuti ragazzi to Latin Music Mondays. Welcome guys on the frequencies of Latin Music Mondays. And thank you so much for accepting our invitation.
Thank you. Ciao, Francesca.
Hi, Francesca.
So I would like to give a little bit of a background about your band. So Groove Town has been for a while now, from 1996, one of the most successful Latin musical formations in the province of Quebec. You performed in several renowned venues through the years, like the casinos in Montreal and Charleroi, and Rhythms de Tremblant for many years, as we said, and also the festival the Tradition du Monde in Chicoutimi, just to name a few. So first off, I think I want you to introduce yourself on radio today and to know a little bit more about your roles in the band.
Well, I'm Marco Vani. I'm a piano player of the band, and it was basically one of my dreams to start the band.
And Stefano?
My name is Stefano Vani, brother to Marco Vani, and I'm the percussion player for the band. And yeah, we've been playing together for a long time as a family. And yeah, and by the way, thank you for having us on, Francesca. It's really fun to be on.
It's my pleasure. And what are the other members of the band?
Well, we have a female vocalist, which is Costanza Stoccola, which is another member of the family, which is my wife. We have Sheila Lindsay, who is the sax player of the band. And we have a lot of other musicians that we work with, and depending on the different venues that we play at, that we, you know, they play with us. And depends on the format that we have for the venue.
Yeah, for sure. So you are all professional musicians involved also in different projects. So when and how you actually decided to found Groovetown? And who is the mastermind, let's call him like that, behind it?
I guess I'll take this one.
Yeah, he's a mastermind. Marco is
okay.
A mastermind.
Well, when we were much younger, I was very intrigued by some artists during the time of Gloria Estefan, and you know, I followed a certain pianist called Michel Camillo, and it intrigued my interest because for a piano player, Latin music is the most exciting and interesting music to play. So we started to dabble, and we really got interested when Gloria Estefan came out with her album. Mi Tierra was a big inspiration, and from there, you know, we started to study the music, and I always wanted to have a Latin band, but also have a band that could be very multifunctional, meaning that we can play as 10 people, 8 people, 6 people, 4 people, 3 people. So I also wanted to bring in a little bit of the new technology that was coming out, so that the product would be, you know, affordable for every type of venue, whether it be big, small, or whatever size, you know. So that was my inspiration. Was I love this music, and you know, I got to get this everywhere.
And just out of curiosity, you said like the formation can vary in numbers, so I imagine also in terms of instruments. So what are like you know, the basic instruments you always play with, and what could be like some adding, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, generally, you know, you can always have just the keyboard player and the singer for sure to start. So if it's a small little party or whatever event it is, you can always have two. And then we start moving up, meaning usually for the Latin formation, we're going to go with three, which is singer, piano player, and percussion. And then as we get more complicated, I won't say complicated, but we can get bigger and bigger. So basically we play with tracks, and we remove tracks as the instruments come in. So if, you know, for three, we play, the three of us are playing live with tracks, and then as we go up, so you can bring in the saxophone, trumpets, which is in the band as well, then bring in the bass, then bring in another percussion player or another two percussion players, and then the background singer. So we do go up to like 12 people easily. So
wow.
A lot of time we've done some with you know, three horns, three percussion players, bass, piano, two singers in the background for the coros. So yeah, anywhere from 3 to 12, and sometimes we've done gigs with dancers as well. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think now it would be really cool to hit up a bit this morning with one of your pieces. So what do you think, like, if we make our public listen to Ay Mi Corazón? And would you mind give a little bit of context about this song before we listen to it?
Ay Mi Corazón was, you know, your typical love song. And it was one of our first tries at, you know, writing original music and trying to include all the aspects of the Latin sound in there.
Yeah, okay. It's a cha-cha rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's listen to it.
Great.
Montañas para tomar tu mano.
Wow, incredible. Kind of dancing now. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great track. And let's go back to talk about your music. So you said before what are your actually main influences, but is there any particular signature or, you know, in terms of sound or type of accent that you think characterize your music?
One of the aspects that I did want to bring into the Latin music was the fact that, you know, our nationality is Italian, and I wanted to figure out a way of how to incorporate a mix of the Italian lyrics and then completely changing it into a pure, you know, going into Spanish and Latin and have the feel. And, you know, so we dabbled with, you know, taking maybe some Italian classics and revamping them into giving it our flavor of it, which would be the Italian part of it. And, you know, the way the song is composed and the lyrics and all that stuff.
Right after, we're going to also listen to another song of yours that is a readaptation on a great classic, Italian classic. So I'm not going to spoil it for now. So as I said before, like you are all experienced musicians, and you performed several times in thousands probably of venues. So, but as a group now, so as a band, what was the most exciting performance you delivered? So where did you have the greatest fun on stage? This is Steph.
Steph, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, there's been so many. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate them, but there's one called, there's a lot of Festival Tradition du Monde, but there was one we played particularly in Sherbrooke, which was an outdoor festival. And, you know, when you play small, not smaller cities, because Sherbrooke is a pretty big city, but when you go into the outskirts, and that's the big thing that's going on, there's tons of people that show up. And I don't know, it looked like a sea of 10,000 people there.
I never saw so many people dancing salsa in my life.
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So many people dancing. And you just, it looks like for miles from the stage, just people dancing, having a good time. And, you know, when you finish a song, the roar of the crowd is wow. It's quite a feeling. So I'm going to have to go with that one there. And, you know, we've played in Tremblant quite a few times. Every year they have their music festivals. And, you know, I can't differentiate one because we did it quite a few times, but it's always a blast. It's always fun.
Fantastic. And this is really what we are missing now, seeing all these people dancing all together, unfortunately.
You know, I think a week or two ago, I did a venue. It was an online streaming concert, and it was so weird, you know, ending the song and there's not a sound. I have to say, it's something special. I've never experienced that before.
Oh my God. Yes. I believe so. Another kind of experience, not the ones we were used to. And unfortunately,
exactly.
I'm using the past, which is really, don't want to. So let's hope to use soon the present and to talk about present kind of experience like that. So on the same thread, so where did you have the most embarrassing experience actually when? You guys both have yours, you know? It could be like Marco, one for you and the other one for staff, and you guys pick who's going to start answering these embarrassing questions.
I'm going to go with by chance. On July 29th, many years ago, it happened to be my birthday, and
Stefan is already laughing.
We were playing at a place in Montreal, Saint-Leonard, called Le Select, which is a big dancing club, and it was Latin night, and we were seven or eight musicians, and it just fell on my birthday. So, you know, I had a feeling. I said, okay, I'm gonna try to keep cool on this. So, you know, before we started, a couple of drinks were being passed around and whatever. And what happened was that night there, I happened to be doing both. So I was playing a little bit of piano, but I was also helping, you know, my wife Costanza singing up front. So I had a couple of songs that I had to sing up front. So, you know, when it came time to sing, that's when the alcohol kind of kicked in, and I was going between mumbling, singing the words in Italian, Spanish. I guess, yeah, I just made them up as I went. I had no idea. But for me, that was a funny experience. I did a lot of mumbling that night.
If I can add to that, the funny part is, we, you know, it was three sets. So the first two sets, he was fine. And then I believe one of his friends caught wind that it was his birthday. And he started on stage the third set. He was okay, you know, he was talking normally, but they kept feeding him drinks. By the end, the band didn't understand what the hell he was saying. He was mumbling words. And so it literally happened in the span of the 45-minute set that by the time we finished, it was, it was funny.
If there was any Spanish people in the crowd, I'm sure they were scratching their head the whole time.
It's hilarious.
And you, Stefano, you have something that can be compared to what happened to Michael.
Oh, my God. There's been it's going to make us sound like we were heavy drinkers, and we're not. But there was one night where I was playing drums, and I would help out vocally as well. Like in the Latin music, there's always coros. Mm-hmm. So I sing the coros. So basically, as a drummer, I have a wireless headset on. And, you know, because my hands are tied up, so I have it wirelessly. And I can't turn it. It's always on. So it's not like I can turn it off because my hands are tied up. So as I'm playing, a friend of mine was kind of came to the stage and said, have a drink. But since I'm playing drums, I can't really grab the drink, you know. So I said, okay, well, you know, as I'm playing, I said, pour it down my throat. I'll have it with you guys.
Oh, my God.
So they poured it down my throat, but I choked. So I literally started choking, coughing, and choking, but the microphone is on. So, you know, going through this humongous sound system, you hear me coughing, choking, and I literally had tears coming down. But I kept trying to play, so that was quite hilarious, seeing me choke and hearing me choke, and like 500 people just turning around looking at the stage. I think, what the hell is going on?
The show must
they were
go
wondering
on,
if it was part of the song.
Yeah, wondering, is this part of the song? What's going on, you know?
The choking
yeah,
mango.
The choking mango, exactly. The show must go on, like you said.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing, guys.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing these funny stories with us, really. So, you know, we were talking, the show must go on. So I really want to listen to a couple of other tracks from you guys. So one is Piero Salsa. The other one is actually the one I was kind of spoiling before. Like, so it's an adaptation of Caruso. Which is a very, very famous Italian classic. So before we go and listen to this track, so would you like to say something about them? And just to give us, again, a little bit of context.
This was something that, like I said, it was, you know, part of the plans from the beginning. It was something we wanted to do. We wanted to incorporate our background with, you know, the Latin sound. And it was one of the things that we worked very hard on that one. Because getting it to, you know, getting the context of the song to fit in with the Latin sound and the Spanish lyrics. But it was something that I truly, truly enjoyed doing. And I think it came out pretty well. I mean, it was a vision that I had, and I think it came out pretty good.
Well, to add to that as well, a lot of our repertoire, we've done that also with English songs as well. So we like to do it with the Italian because we're, you know, from Italian heritage. So that's, and Quiero Salsa was one that was important, not Quiero Salsa, but Caruso was important to us. But we also, you know, we also did English songs and turned them around and put a Latin rhythm to it just for fun. You know, we include it in our repertoire because we like the Latin music so much. And sometimes you want to have people that don't know much. I don't want to say don't know much, but don't commonly listen to Latin music. We want to get them engaged as well. So we'll take a popular song like we've done, you know, let's say Alicia Keys, the song No One, right? We did it as a salsa. So people who don't listen to Latin music, kind of, they know the song, they're singing along, but it's a different rhythm, and hopefully it intrigues them to, you know, listen to a little bit more salsa or a little bit more merengue and stuff like that. We did that to numerous songs. And Caruso was one of the special ones because it was from Italy. It's a, you know, great Italian classic, and we enjoyed doing that. So,
That's fantastic. So let's listen to Caruso and Quiero Salsa.
La lirica o il dramma colpo di trucco e con la mimica puoi diventare un altro. Ma due occhi che ti guardano così vicini e veri ti fanno scordare le parole, confondono i pensieri. Così diventa tutto piccolo, anche il mondo là in America. Vivo e vede la tua vita dietro la scia di un'eredità. Ma sì, è la vita che finisce, ma lui non ci pensa poi tanto. Anzi, si sentiva già felice.
Amazing. So great sound, guys. Thanks so much. And
thank you.
I have a very quick question for each one of you. So as I said 3,000 times perhaps throughout these interviews, as a professional artist, a musician, so I'm curious to know. I know you, you know, there are many ways of performing, but the main, the biggest are like, you know, you can divide them in studio, you know, in a, an enclosed environment to record or just to, you know, to rehearse. And then there's stage, so performing live in front of people. So which one do you guys prefer and why? So I don't know, we'll start with Marco.
I think I truly like both of them, but I have to say that obviously, you know, the live aspect of it and the feeling, you know, of the entire band playing live and the reception of the people and the, you know, obviously, you know, the applause from the people, watching the people dance because they're enjoying it and the feel of the live band. I think for me, you know, live is always, it's always got a higher percentage of, you know, being better. Studio is more of a focus, it's a focus thing. Live is adrenaline. It's, you know, it's, for me, the live is, you know, is always number one.
And Stefano?
That's a really good question because I really enjoy both. I enjoy the creativity of the studio in the sense that we're able to, I can try it five times and say, I'm going to try five different ways and then look back on it and reflect and say, I think I like this one better. So in terms of creativity, you know, live too, you're able to be creative, but you are also playing in a band. So you can't just be creative by yourself and, you know, go into your own world. You can be creative in your zone, but you know, the band leader, cause especially when you have a 12 piece band, you know, you just can't have everyone, you know, playing whenever they want, however they want. So, you know, you're following the band leader, you're following, if there's a chart, or then you're following the song, of course, but you got to play in your, you know, in your bubble kind of thing to make sure the band sounds good. So I like the creative part of the studio, but like my brother said, the rush of, you know, the drive on stage of hearing the band live. And, you know, for us in the Latin music, the horns are kicking in, the percussion is just drive. It's like a driving force, and you see the people dancing, having a good time. That's quite a rush too. So I'm if I had to pick, it would be a tough choice, but I think I would have to go with the live as well.
Okay. And yeah, well, do you guys, in your opinion, what the future holds for local live venues and for artists who rely on them to perform, considering, of course, the current situation we are living in?
On my part, I think that, you know, unfortunately, the situation that we have makes it a lot more difficult for, you know, for us to get out there. And, you know, that I think one of the major problems is for this, for what we do as musicians. And, you know, I think the hardest part is going to be because of the COVID and until the conditions, because that's the hardest part for us, is the fact that, yes, we can play venues as, you know, background music or whatever, but, you know, 99% of our venues that we've played at was for us to, you know, have the people dance, enjoy themselves. So for us, where it gets a little bit complicated is the fact that there kind of has to be almost no conditions for us to be, you know, doing what we love, because, you know, we can't refrain the people from dancing and there has to be contact. So unfortunately, until that gets done, it's going to be very hard for us to, you know, get back out there.
Yeah, fortunately, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stefano, what do you think?
You know, I mean, I have to say, it was tough. It's definitely tough during COVID because, like you said, live music is not a thing anymore. It did bring us to a point where we can learn new, you know, I've never done so many video gigs, I guess we'll call it, or recordings, you know. We've participated in a bunch of videos where we record at home and send the video and a videographer will put it together. So we've developed a new way of, I guess, communicating and a new way of doing things. But the live aspect, like my brother was saying, is gone. And until all the restrictions are lifted, we can't do much. Now, I'm curious to see what happens when they are lifted. You know, have the venues lost so much money that they don't have the money to hire anymore? Or will they be dying to have as many people in their restaurant or club or bar or whatever concert venue as possible, and they're going to, you know, hire music more? Like, I'm curious to see what if there's going to be more live music.
It's a big question mark.
It's a big question mark, you know? So I'm curious. I'm hoping they go for the more.
We all hope so, because, I mean, we really want to listen to music and see people performing, because music makes you feel better, and we really, really need to feel better. I think it's so important, because it's also related to not just, of course, like you as musicians, who rely, of course, on this activity, but also for the people who listen to music. This is truly important for the spirit, to feel good. And it's important for everyone. So
it's a big release for people, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So last finger crossed, and wait and see. Unfortunately, we don't have the crystal ball that there is a future. But I think soon we're going to know something more with the summer that is coming. So
Hopefully.
Let's hope so. So on a lighter note, hopefully, so what are the, you know, future projects for your band? So I don't know for Growth Town, but if you have other projects you want to tell, you know, what you have in mind, and where people actually can listen to the Growth Town's music, and to the people who are listening, you know, some directions.
I think personally, one of the things, you know, for the future that would be is, you know, obviously recording in the studio and trying to bring more of our background into, you know, the Latin music. Another thing I think the future hold is a lot more multimedia. I think incorporating multimedia with our live performances is something that I think the future is here. So I think it's something that has to be incorporated with the live aspect of music, you know, the audiovisual part of it too. Mm-hmm. That's something that I think, you know, we're going to work on also in, you know, in the future. And Steph, you want to elaborate a bit?
Yeah. It's basically, you know, what he's saying is we have an idea of incorporating more multimedia wherever possible with the show. So like the band playing, but, you know, the screens are already there, but the plan he has is to kind of whatever's playing on the screen would be in sync with what we're doing musically. Yeah. So like to add a visual. Once again, the goal is always for us is always if we can get more Italian people, because we're Italian, or Anglophones or even Francophones listening to Latin music, whatever way we can hook them in. So if it's taking a song that they know and changing it to Latin music, great. If it's putting some audiovisual things incorporated into the show, great. We want to hook them in to listen to it more because it's such great music.
We also want to bring with the multimedia, what will be, you know, really cool is something that I've thought about is also having the aspect of people actually being able to watch from inside the stage.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is, you know, while they're dancing on the screen, there's also going to be, you know, hopefully have cameras on the inside of the stage so people can actually watch, you know, as we're playing, they can actually look at our hands or watch the percussion player as he's playing, you know, give them more of an insight of what the stage is really like, you know?
Yeah. And that was actually pretty cool because, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show, a virtual concert. And it was, you know, super weird when you finish a song and it's quiet. But the cool thing, to bring it at the positive, so we had a big screen in front of us and it was interactive. So as we were playing, people were commenting and asking questions and stuff like that. So it was cool. We're playing a song and people are writing, hey, that sounds great, great version or whatever. And then they would say, you know, how did you come up with that song? So it was really interactive, and that was really cool. So that gives a good idea of, you know, something that you can incorporate to a live show now that might be cool. You can have people's comments, and you can comment back, you know, like the next song starts and, you know, on your laptop, you comment, you know, obviously a live show, you don't want to cut it too much, but the fact that it's interactive and people are writing to you and you can write back or talk back in the mic and stuff like that, it's pretty cool. They can ask you, hey, do you know this song? And, you know, and if we can incorporate that, it would be pretty cool. It's a different aspect that we haven't seen much.
Trying to bring a new experience to the people who are watching.
That's fantastic. I really hope to see and hear this very soon. And so what are, you know, a website or a link or Facebook page where actually we can all discover more about future projects or current projects or past projects?
Well, can I just add something here, Mark?
Before we go ahead.
Okay. So I mean, we are the same band more or less. Like we said, we kind of cater to every event. We also have a band called Cosma Show Band, which is basically the same people, but the music is different. We just labeled it different. We branded it differently because we didn't want to people, clients, to think that we only do Latin music. So we do, you know, everything, top 40 rock and roll, we make people party. That's our job. Mm-hmm. And that's the Cosma Show Band, which is, you know, Groove Town is the Latin version of Cosma Show Band, basically.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you know, it's important to know that we can do all types of music. And that's why we try to incorporate, you know, Italian and English and everything. You can, I don't want to say do it all, but we can.
Well, I mean, you know, another aspect, Costanza also has our front singer. She's, you know, capable of singing and saying 7 languages. So we've done,
amazing.
You know, we've done everything Jewish. We've done Arabic. We've done, you know, we're capable of doing a lot of different stuff. To go back to your question, I mean, on Facebook, you can go to Groove Town Latin Band. That's our Facebook page. And for Cosma Band, you can go to www.cosmaband.com, and that's our, you know, top 40 band, which is, you know, we do corporate weddings, venues, clubs, bars, whatever it is.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, actually. And I really hope to, as I said, to hear you live soon. And veramente grazie mille, Stefano e Marco, per essere stati qua con noi. Thank you so much for being here with us today on CKUT FM. No, grazie veramente. Grazie mille, bonne chance e a bientôt.
Grazie, Francesca. Grazie. Thank you for having us. Buona giornata.
Ciao.
Grazie, ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Bye.
In a world where corporate radio rules the airwaves. In a land where non-profit radio depends on donations to stay on the air. In a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca to save our world.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Junior Reed and Fat Joe, it's like a stage show, stand your home. Yeah, I'm talking more money, I'm taking your money, and this is new money,
Cause none of them don't know what to do with money. Money makes them great.
Yo, yeah, yeah, me, this is Junior Reed. And when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut on 90.3 FM for the best in reggae music, hip-hop and R&B, all music, world music.
Here back at Latin Music Mondays, and we would like to say thank you so much to Groove Town for the time for the public of Latin Music Mondays, CKUT 90.3 Mangil Radio Station. Thank you so much to Stefano and Marco Viani, the Viani's brothers. And also to Constanza Stoccola, that she wasn't there, but we do know that she's an important member of the band, for this beautiful music, for this fusion of the Latin American music with some world repertoire, such as Caruso and other adaptation that we didn't saw, but we know that they do in their stage band, Groove Town. And beautiful also the songs Ay, Mi Corazón, Quiero Salsa, all people of Latin Music Mondays dancing out there, right? This is DJ The Most High, and we continue forward here in Latin Music Mondays. Remember, if you go to www.ckut.ca, you can find our annual funding drive going on. Any day of the year is a good moment to donate to Latin Music Mondays, right? So we will continue forward with more here at Latin Music Mondays. So in this second part of the program, we will have another special guest. And Francesca Sacerdoti just have another interesting interview, this time with a rock reggae band which has its roots in Trinidad and Tobago, right? So Lay is in the house, right? Right.
Hi, I'm Francesca on CKUT FM 90.3, and this is Latin Music Mondays. Welcome, bienvenue, and benvenuti. Today, we're going to dig deep into the music and the story of a very talented artist, Lisha Veronica Thurston Pratley, a.k.a. Lay. Lay is an artist originally from the island of Trinidad, from a village called Indian Trail, and she moved in 2013 to Montreal. So welcome, Lai, on the frequencies of Latin Music Mondays, and thank you so much for accepting our invitation.
Oh, hola, hola, Francesca. Thank you for having me here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm going to give our listener a little bit of the background about you and your career and your profession. So Lai is a professional singer, songwriter, and upcoming actress. Her experience in the entertainment industry has given her the opportunity of working in mentorship programs in schools. Also, she's a recording artist that has been recording with various producers and studios, lending her voice to radio ads and music. So, Lay started a career on television and film production after being discovered online and then by her agent, Sylvie Leclerc. So, Lei, you started actually very young singing at the age of 4. So how did the context of your family influence your taste in music and help you grow as an artist? So who or what also inspired you?
My influence. I was more of an annoyance of my family members because they would be the one to sing in church and be in the choir. And I would always see them singing, and I always wanted to go up on the stage with them. But singing in church, it was just the thing that you do. You know, everybody sang, and everybody had a turn. So I wanted my turn. So I would I would annoy my brothers and sisters and try to come up there with them, and they would push me away. But the more they did it, the more I just wanted to go sing with them. And that's how I started singing, I guess. I just loved being in the atmosphere of songs, you know.
And there's someone in particular or something that inspired you, or it was like a general influence around you?
Yeah, it's just like the atmosphere of the songs. It's really inspired me to just sing. I just wanted to sing. And I wouldn't say anybody inspired me then, because the only thing I could have listened to at that time was religious music. So I was really shielded from anything on the outside called worldly music, you know. So my family is very strict like that. So it's just the songs and the drums and everything. It was so amazing to me, and that really moved me.
Oh, fantastic. Actually, you left home at 15 years old to pursue your passion, which is a very, very brave decision. So what are you carrying with you on your personal baggage about that experience, this experience?
Oh, wow. So the brave decision to leave at 15, my mind was made up, because I know for me to sing the way I wanted to, I had to leave home to pursue my career. I mean, coming from a small village of Indian Trail, and a place that I adore, but I knew to further my career, I had to leave my little village, and I had to, not only because